I'm going to show you how to build a marketing machine that delivers consistent leads, high margin jobs, and puts you in control of your pipeline. Now, most trades business owners rely on referrals and hope. It's passive, unpredictable, and leads to a feast or famine income. But when you understand the marketing game and you build a system that works, you get freedom, choice, and confidence. In this video, I'm going to walk you through five essential principles to build a reliable lead generating machine. Number one, understand the marketing effort matrix. Number two, embrace the lag effect. Number three, use the three M's, market, message, and media. Number four, build systems, not one-off campaigns. And number five, focus on ROI and leverage. My name's Phil. I've helped over 2,000 trades business owners to double their profits while working 15 hours less per week. Let's build your machine. So number one, understand the marketing effort matrix. Let's get real about how you're approaching marketing right now. Every trades business falls somewhere on two critical spectrums that determine their marketing success or failure. First spectrum is planned versus ad hoc. Are you scrambling for leads when work dries up, or do you have a systematic approach that runs regardless of how busy you are? Second spectrum, low effort versus high effort. Are you putting in the bare minimum and hoping for the best, or are you actively working to build something that generates consistent results? These two spectrums create four distinct marketing approaches. Passive, low effort, ad hoc. This is the word of mouth only approach. You're basically sitting back, doing great work, hoping your clients tell their mates about you. Now sure, referrals are nice, but they're not actually marketing. They're just a reward for doing a good job. If this is your only strategy, you're one bad month away from panic mode. The phone might ring occasionally, but you've got zero control over when or how often. Next one is hustle, which is high effort and ad hoc. Now, the feast or famine cycle most trades get stuck in is this one. Work dries up, panic sets in, and suddenly you're pounding the pavement, cold calling builders, hitting up property managers, basically begging anyone with a pulse for work. You hustle hard, land some jobs, get busy, and you stop marketing because you're flat out, and then the cycle repeats. It's exhausting, unpredictable, and keeps you trapped in a constant state of stress. Next one is hope, which is low effort and planned. Now this is where you know you need marketing, but you don't want to do the work yourself. So you hire some agency or marketing guru who promises the world, and you hand over your hard-earned cash and hope that they're going to sort it all out. Problem is, without your input and understanding, they're shooting in the dark. It usually ends up expensive with disappointing results because nobody understands your business like you do. And then the last one is machine, which is high effort and planned. This is where the magic happens. You've built multiple marketing channels that work together systematically. Maybe it's direct mail to builders, LinkedIn outreach to property managers, email campaigns to past clients, and Google ads for emergency work. Now, each channel might bring 5 to 10 jobs per month, but together they create a predictable flow. It takes effort to set up and maintain, but it gives you control over your business destiny. And the harsh truth, only the machine approach delivers consistent, predictable results. Everything else is going to leave you at the mercy of chance, desperation, or someone else's priorities. So second thing is to embrace the lag effect. Here's something that'll make you uncomfortable. If you're struggling for work right now, it's actually not today's problem. It's the result of what you didn't do 3 to 6 months ago. Marketing has a lag effect, and understanding this changes everything about how you approach it. Think about it like planting a garden. You don't plant tomato seeds today and expect to eat tomatoes tomorrow. There's cultivation time, and marketing works the same way. So why the lag exists? Well, there's setup time. So getting your website right, creating marketing materials, building lists, this takes weeks, not days. Next comes trust building. People don't hire trades businesses on the first contact. They need to see you multiple times before they're actually going to trust you with their project. Next is buyer readiness. Only about 5% of your market is actually ready to buy right now. Another 25% might be interested but not ready, and the rest needs nurturing over time. And here's what this means practically. That builder you met at a networking event, they might have 3 projects already lined up with their current electrician. But in 4 months, when that electrician lets them down, guess who they might call if you stayed in touch? That homeowner who got your flyer about bathroom renovations, they might not have the budget right now. But when their tax return comes in 3 months later, your follow-up email could land at the perfect time. That property manager you connected with on LinkedIn, they're happy with their current plumber. But when that plumber retires or has a full calendar next time he's needed, you'll be top of mind if you've been consistently communicating about your service. This lag effect is why successful businesses never stop marketing, even when they're flat out. They understand that today's marketing efforts are filling next quarter's pipeline. So when you're busy is exactly when you should be doubling down on marketing, because in 3 to 6 months, when current projects wrap up, you're going to need that next wave of work ready to go. Stop treating marketing like emergency medicine you take only when you're sick. Start treating it like exercise, something you do consistently to stay healthy. Skip it for too long, you'll feel the pain. But stay consistent, you'll build strength that carries you through any market condition. Now the third one is to use the three M's, market, message, and media. Most trades businesses get marketing completely backwards. They start with all the sexy stuff. Should I do Google ads? What about Facebook? Maybe radio advertising? But that's like choosing what tool you're going to use before you know what you're actually trying to build. So when you're starting with media, which is the tool, when you should be starting with market, the who, you get problems. So here's the right order that changes everything. Market first. Who are you targeting? Get specific here. Homeowners is not specific enough. Time poor professional couples in suburbs earning 150K plus who own homes built before 1990 is specific. Builders is too broad. Boutique builders doing 5 to 15 high-end homes per year in the eastern suburbs is targeted. So why specificity matters? A boutique builder has completely different pain points than a volume builder. A property manager has different needs than a homeowner. And when you try to speak to everyone, you connect with no one. So next comes the message. What do they need to hear? Once you know exactly who you're talking to, you can craft a message that resonates with them. This is where the problem stack becomes your new secret weapon. So for that boutique builder, map out their frustrations. You know, subbies not showing up, poor communication, sloppy work that makes them look bad. Their fears, which is like callbacks after handovers, failed inspections, reputation damage, subcontractors going broke mid-project. Their wants, which is reliability, quality work, someone who's going to get their standards and proper documentation, and their aspirations, a trusted partner who makes them look good, someone who understands their processes. Now your marketing can say, we know your reputation's on the line with every home you build. That's why we guarantee to show up when promised, keep your site spotless, and document everything properly. No surprises, no excuses, no callbacks that damage your reputation. See how different that is from a generic quality plumbing services and that kind of rubbish? Just works better. So then comes the media. How will you reach them? Only now do you choose your marketing channels. And here's the key. If you can get names, like with builders, property managers, or architects, you can use targeted approaches. Things like direct mail campaigns with lumpy mail that gets opened, LinkedIn outreach with personalized messages, email sequences that nurture over time, follow-up phone calls that reference previous touch points. But if you can't get names, like you're targeting homeowners broadly, you're going to need broader strategies. Things like Google ads for high intent searches, Facebook ads with geographic and demographic targeting, flyer drops in specific neighborhoods, or local SEO to capture near me searches. The magic happens when you nail all three M's. Wrong market, your message won't resonate. Wrong message, even the best media won't convert. Wrong media, your perfect message never reaches your ideal market. Then comes number four, which is build systems, not one-off campaigns. Here's where most trades businesses fail at marketing. They treat it like a band-aid instead of a vital organ. They run a campaign when things get quiet, then abandon it when they get busy. That's like only eating when you're starving. It doesn't work. Marketing is a core function of your business, just like quoting and doing work. You wouldn't say we're too busy to send invoices this month, would you? So why would you say it about marketing? So this is what a marketing system looks like. Firstly, having a lead tracking system, which is every lead or potential job source tracked religiously. Costs you 2 minutes per lead, but saves thousands in wasted spend. It's having monthly return on investment reports showing what's working and what's not. And it's having clear data on which sources are bringing in your best clients. Next, you're going to need documented messaging, which is having email templates for different scenarios, scripts for follow-up calls, standard responses for common objections, and guarantee statements that address specific market fears. Next, you're going to want to have delegated tasks. So people in your team are going to need to do something. So it might be your office manager or a VA or a marketing assistant doing things like sending monthly email newsletters, updating your Google My Business weekly, managing your social media, and reviewing stats and adjusting your strategy. Next, you need multi-touch sequences. Rather than one-hit wonders, you want to build sequences that actually work together. So an example builder sequence. Month one, you're going to get all your lumpy mail package together and send that out to the people you want to send it to. Somewhere in that month later on, you're going to do follow-up calls referencing the package that they've received. After that, you're going to want to make LinkedIn connections with valuable content and make sure they're actually seeing you and getting that repeat touch. You're going to want to send emails with case studies from a similar builder, probably around that month two, month three, so they're starting to see social proof that you work with people just like them. Around about month four, you're going to send out coffee invitations or site visit offers, trying to get those meetings and really get in touch with these people. And then ongoing, if you're not starting to turn these into clients, you want to be sending them a monthly newsletter with trade tips, valuable pieces of information, other references, other examples of people you've worked with, and basically making offers to try to catch up. An example sequence with a property manager would be in week one, you make an introduction email with emergency contact card. Week two, you connect on LinkedIn. Week three, you drop off an emergency maintenance kit. And then monthly, you're going to email with seasonal maintenance tips. Quarterly, you might do a check-in call about their needs, and ongoing, you do quick response to any emergency calls you may get from them. Repeatable processes are also important, so you want to document everything so that it runs without you. For example, who sends what and when, templated for all communications, tracking spreadsheets for your campaigns, monthly review meetings in the calendar. These are all going to make a massive difference. The goal isn't to create marketing, it's to create a marketing machine. Something that runs predictably, generates measurable results, and doesn't rely on you personally hustling when things get quiet. The final step to building a marketing machine is to focus on return on investment, or ROI, and leverage. So let's talk money, because that's what this is really all about. Good marketing isn't a cost, it's an investment that pays returns. If you're not measuring ROI, you're just spraying money around and hoping that something sticks. This is the ROI formula that'll change the way that you look at marketing, so write this down. ROI equals gross profit from your campaign divided by the cost of the campaign times 100. So, for example, you spend $1,100 on Google Ads. You get 15 jobs, each bringing in $500 in revenue. So that's $7,500 in total revenue. Your gross profit margin is 40%. So gross profit is $3,000 because that's 40% of $7,500. Now you plug that into the formula. Your ROI equals $3,000 in job profit divided by $1,100 in ad spend times 100, which is 273%, meaning that for every dollar you spend, you're getting $2.73 back in pure profit, and that is a solid win. A good ROI varies between businesses, so don't worry what your exact number is. The key is to find out your most profitable marketing campaigns and increase the amount that you're spending on them. That example of a 273% profit on $1,100 of the spend tells you that it's time to increase the budget. And it goes without saying, but if you have campaigns that are less profitable or even unprofitable, you need to either tweak them or just stop doing them. So look, marketing is not optional. It's oxygen for your business. You can either keep holding your breath between jobs or build a machine that keeps the work flowing predictably. We've covered the five fundamentals: choosing the right marketing approach, understanding the lag effect, nailing your market message media strategy, building repeatable systems, and focusing ruthlessly on ROI. The difference between trades businesses that thrive and those that just survive: the thriving ones treat marketing as seriously as they treat doing quality work. They plant seeds today for tomorrow's harvest. They build machines, not band-aids. Your next step is simple. Pick one market, understand their problems, and start reaching out systematically. Not when you're desperate. Now, while you're reading this. If this has helped you see marketing in a new light, hit subscribe for more no BS advice on building a trades business that actually works for you. New videos every week to help you get more profitable work, systemize your operations, and finally get off the tools if that's your goal. Subscribe now and let's build something better than just another job.